in the limelight.
With medicines in short supply, power outages and spare parts for electric scooters and wheelchairs increasingly unaffordable, disabled people in Gaza are enduring unimaginable suffering, says Ahmad Al-Samak, journalist, in an article published under the heading Siege of Gaza, Taking Terrible Toll on People with Disabilities. Stay tuned for more. Nidal Helis, 33, was waiting for his father to take him to the toilet. When Ashraf, 55, arrived from the mosque after praying, he lured Nidal into his wheelchair and pushed him to the bathroom. Since birth, Nidal has had paralysis in his left leg, where bed sores have spread recently. His condition gradually worsened after he broke his patella 10 years ago following a fall from his wheelchair. Nidal said, while lying on a worn-out green sofa, "Bed sores have spread in my leg. They cause unbearable pain. Gazan doctors will have nothing to do with me. I can't bear my pain. All my neighbors hear me screaming in pain every single day." So that Nidal had undergo knee replacement surgery at Al-Maqasid Hospital in Al-Quds, he and his father have applied to the Palestinian General Authority of Civil Affairs 5 times since August 2021. However, medical procedures have been delayed 4 times by the Israeli regime, as it does with almost half of Gazan patients, who experienced delays and bans from access to the West Bank, Al-Quds, under security pretexts, although the Palestinian Authority covers all costs. The measures are part of the Zionist regime's suffocating siege on the Gaza Strip, which is now in its 15th year. The land, sea, and air blockade was imposed after Hamas won legislative elections in 2006. The Zionist regime has devastated social and economic life in the coastal enclave, and severe restrictions on the movement of people and goods have left 2 million Palestinians living in an open-air prison. According to a monthly report by the World Health Organization in April, the Zionist regime approved only 57% of entry permits by patients from Gaza. International human rights groups and UN mechanisms have characterized the siege as unlawful collective punishment. We get a message a day before the appointment from the Authority of Civil Affairs that says our application is under consideration. Our security check, although I worked in the territories for more than a decade, said Ashraf, a father of 7, 6 of them unemployed, adding, "The alternative is to go to Egypt, but I can't afford the expenses, as I need at least $2,000. The whole thing is the 12-hour journey to Cairo and the 3-day return journey to Gaza due to Egyptian military operations in the Sinai Desert. How will my son bear that?" The father, whose main source of income is welfare payments from the Ministry of Social Affairs, needs up to $100 for Nidal's treatments every month. Feda Al-Rafi, 33, has hemiplegia, a condition caused by brain damage that leads to paralysis on one side of the body, and acidosis, a skin disorder. She needs an air conditioner and an air mattress, but due to the daily electricity outages in Gaza Strip, which lasts from 8 to 16 hours, and her family's financial situation, she cannot have them. We can't afford a conditioner, so I have a fan, but we don't have another electricity source. When it cuts out, I sweat and have to scratch my skin. Then my skin bleeds, Rafi said, adding, during the outages, I sleep on the ground without a mattress. Despite being painful for my back, sleeping in such a way is better than bleeding due to the heat. The electricity crisis badly affects people with disabilities in Gaza, as it means there is no power for lifts or for charging of electric wheelchair batteries and air mattresses, among other things. My mobility scooter battery needs 4 hours to be fully charged. The problem is that I go to sleep early. The electricity returns at 10 p.m. on the 3 or 4 days a week, and it cuts off at 6 a.m. before I wake up, Rafi said, adding, because I can't charge my scooter and therefore leave my home, I often have to cancel my appointments. The poverty rate in Gaza is 53%, and the medicine Rafi needs, which costs up to $200 a month, is too expensive for her father, Muhammad, 56, to afford. All her body is supposed to be covered with creams 3 times daily, especially when the electricity outages cause her to start sweating, said Muhammad, an electrical technician and a father of 10, adding, sometimes we can't find her medicine in Gaza, so we have to buy the alternatives, which are not effective. But she doesn't suffer from the lack of medicine as much as she does from the electricity outages. Human Rights Watch issued a report in 2020 that said a decade of Israeli regime restrictions have robbed people with disabilities in Gaza of their freedom of movement, as well as access to the devices, electricity, and technology they need to communicate or leave their homes. Muhammad Amrin, 33, a father of 3, has cerebral palsy and completely depends on his mobility scooter. Due to the Gaza siege, the price of spare parts for scooters and electric wheelchairs has soared. My scooter has been out of order for more than a year, and I can't afford the 1,500 shekels it would cost to repair it, so I have to walk on my crutches for 50 minutes every day to find a cheap ride, said Amrin, who has a diploma in accounting he has never been able to use. I have a stand at a secret market and work from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. for around 25 shekels a day. The taxi fares cost me 8 shekels daily. If the price of spare parts ever become affordable again, I would repair my wheelchair and save the 8 shekels for my family, he said. Some local civil society groups grant people with disabilities a new electric wheelchair every 2 or 3 years, depending on funds. The NGOs include the National Society for Rehabilitation, Baslam for Social Rehabilitation, Society of Physically Handicapped People, and others. Most of them are run by Gazans, but funded by regional and international organizations and countries. Amrin said, I received mine, which is out of order, in 2018. When I asked if I could get a new one, the society told me there was no funds. Of the 2.17 million Palestinians in Gaza have disabilities, according to the Palestinian Central Bureau of Statistics. The quality of spare parts for electric wheelchairs and mobility scooters is poor. They are not always available, and their prices are high, said Ali Al-Hendi, the owner of a workshop for electric wheelchairs. The motherboard price is 1,500 shekels compared to 600 shekels in 2012. The average price of a charger is 800 shekels, up from $100 in 2012. I tried to import second-hand electric wheelchairs and mobility scooters last year, which banned me from doing so. The prices have tripled and quadrupled because of the siege, Hendy said, adding, 10 years ago, I used to carry out 2 or 3 projects a month for local societies to maintain electric wheelchairs and scooters. Now, I do 1 every 2 or 3 months. Due to the deteriorating situation, donors tend to fund relief rather than developmental projects, said Jamal Al-Rozi, director of the National Society for Rehabilitation. A relief project provides humanitarian aid to the needy people during and after a crisis. In contrast, development projects aim to generate a source of income for people with disabilities in the long term through various small economic projects, he said. Besides the lack of spare parts and the catastrophic effects of the electricity outages on people with disabilities, foreign funds have been dramatically increased. The fund my society has received recently is 60% less than before the siege. Unfortunately, we were forced last year to terminate a long-term project for 2,000 Gazans with disabilities due to the lack of funds. According to the 4th Geneva Convention, denying disabled people access to hospitals in the West Bank and banning medical equipment could constitute war crimes, said Salah Abdul Ati, a human rights expert and director of the International Commission to Support Palestinian People's Rights. He said, there must be an intervention by the international community to break the siege of Gaza and to allow the entry of all medical equipment and devices to people with disabilities. Nidal has a new appointment on August 8 at Al-Maqasid Hospital, he said. I appeal to all people to help me receive my treatment. Doctors warn me that if I don't have my leg treated, I will get gangrene and might have to have my leg amputated. Please, I don't want this.